Margie Seaman is from New York and might have stayed there forever had not circumstances intervened.
I grew up in a period where people didn't move. My mother was in a tennis game for 50 years with the same six women. And I assumed that my life would look like that, that the home my parents lived in for 55 years would be kind of like the home I would live in one day for 55 years.
But that wasn't what happened. After college, Margie moved into the city and started her search for a career.
I went to an employment agency and they had me take a typing test. And I said, but I'm a University of Michigan cum laude graduate. And they said, take a typing test. And they made me a secretary. And I was fired 9 months later because I was a bad secretary. I learned a lot working in an office, however. While I was working as a secretary, I was doing volunteer work in my Manhattan neighborhood, which had some crime issues. So we were organizing a tenants association, which is kind of more what I wanted to do at that time.
Through her volunteer work, Margie Seaman was hired by a city councilman and then by the mayor's office, which sent her to graduate school in public administration. She went on to become a commercial real estate broker and married an economist.
He wanted to take advantage of short sale activity that was happening in the South, not in the North where we were living. I did not want to move because I was now heavily invested into a commercial real estate career, and it's all about relationships. So if you go to a new city and you try to tell them how great you are and how much they're going to like you, it doesn't ring true. Jacksonville is a town that is very loyal, very based on family relationships. And it was really tough to break into that. Plus, I'm always one of the few women, which I'm used to. I'm okay with that. What's difficult is breaking the barrier of history.
Margie made no money at all her first and second years in Jacksonville, and very little the next few. She was, by then, a single mother. Things started to turn around, though.
How I finally broke in, I had to show some humility. In a lot of cities that are large, you need to be aggressive to stand out. You need to compete for a bus seat. You need to compete for a parking spot. You need to compete for airtime in a conversation. But then you come to a city like Jacksonville where there's a real intensity, but it displays differently. All of my aggressive behaviors were way overkill.
Margie tells a story of an early deal that got her on her way.
This owner had a building that I wanted to put a tenant in, and my tenant turned out not to have enough money for a security deposit, which is very embarrassing when you're a new real estate broker in a town trying to prove yourself. So I told the owner that I would waive my commission, and he should put my commission towards the security deposit, and I would worry about getting paid later from the tenant if they did well. And the owner said, why would you do that? I've never seen a real estate broker waive a commission. And I said, because I need deals on my dance card in Jacksonville. No one has to know if I made any money or how much money I made. And he said, okay, you are my agent from now on, and I will pay you. And that is how I got started, bearing my soul. That is what changed my fortunes. That was a big life lesson for me.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.